Every parent eventually faces a humbling truth. We are sinners raising sinners. That may sound discouraging at first, but in the gospel, it becomes freeing. Christian parenting does not begin with pretending. It begins with honesty. Parents get tired. Parents overreact. Parents compare their children to other children. Parents sometimes discipline from fear, embarrassment, anger, or control. Parents may repeat patterns they learned in their own family of origin without even realizing it. A father may hear his own father's harsh voice coming out of his mouth. A mother may notice that she withdraws emotionally when her child disappoints her. A couple may disagree sharply about discipline because one grew up with too much strictness and the other grew up with almost no structure. Parenting exposes the soul. It brings old wounds, habits, fears, and expectations into the open. This is why parenting must be approached with humility. The goal is not to become flawless parents. The goal is to become grace-formed parents. Children need boundaries. They need correction. They need wisdom. They need parents who can say no. But they also need parents who know the difference between discipline and shame. Discipline forms. Shame crushes. Discipline says, this behavior is not good and I will help you learn a better way. Shame says, you are bad and I am disappointed in who you are. Christian parenting must resist shame-based formation. God does not call parents to break the spirit of a child. He calls parents to train, guide, correct, and bless. That means parents must also learn to repent in front of their children. A simple apology can become a holy moment. I was too harsh. What you did needed correction, but the way I spoke was wrong. Will you forgive me? That kind of humility does not weaken parental authority. It deepens trust. Children learn grace when they see grace practiced. They learn repentance when they see repentance modeled. They learn forgiveness when the home becomes a place where sin is named, but not weaponized. A Christian home is not a perfect home. It is a home where Christ is invited into the mess. It is a home where parents keep learning, children keep growing, and grace keeps rebuilding what sin tries to damage.